Brett just puts his hand up and people are suddenly quiet.
When I raise my hand, it's shush.
Yes. So, rocking the suburbs on the road.
Yeah, we're on the road here in the suburbs of Vienna.
We're in Vienna, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, at Brett Motif's house. Thank you again, Brett.
Brett and Susan for hosting us.
You're very welcome. You're great. I want to have you.
The guest room is lovely, so thanks for having me overnight.
Yeah.
You're welcome to stay all week. Stay till Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like the little soaps.
Yeah,
that's
they're
my
very
favorite
nice.
Thing. Yeah.
Take some with you.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you're showering.
Okay, so I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You're listening to Rockin' the Suburbs. We're here at Brett Motif's house. Thanks again, Brett.
You're very welcome.
We're talking perfect pop all week.
Mm-hmm.
And on today's episode, we have another friend who's been on the show before, Rob Gates.
Hey, Jim.
Hey,
good
Rob.
To see you again. Rob, Patrick.
How are you, man?
Brett, welcome.
Rob, it is so good to have you here.
It's great to be here. Great digs.
We've got great
really
people.
Appreciate.
We got a great space. We got a bar. We got beer. Yeah. We got food. We got music. And we got perfect pop.
We pried Rob away from the bar to come sit with us.
That wasn't easy.
I was
going
to say, you had me at bar.
Yeah. I had you at home.
Go no further.
It took 20 minutes to get you to the table here, but here we go.
And so we're making picks for what we consider to be a perfect pop song.
Yep.
It's a series that we've done in the past, and we want to do it again. And it also helps us because we can do shorter episodes and the holiday time when we don't have a lot of time to edit things.
People helping people.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect. Okay, so Rob, talk to us. What is your perfect pop pick?
So as you guys know, I'm a big jam band guy and stuff like that. So that really doesn't lend itself very well to perfect pop.
It depends on how you define
no
it.
Dead,
yeah,
right.
But
it isn't going to be dead or fish.
So I've been thinking about this since you guys have been doing perfect pop for a while, and I had a perfect pop song in mind, and then I actually had a song that bumped it out.
Hmm.
I heard it while I was listening to the radio while riding my bike not that long ago. Mm-hmm. And I heard this song and I was like, wow, I forgot all about this song. And I'm like, this is a perfect pop song without question. Goes back 1975.
Okay.
75. Good year.
But the group actually goes back a lot longer than that. Old Detroit, original Motown group.
Love Motown.
And I know your intern.
Sam.
Very big into Motown. So that sort of popped into my mind too. And in listening to the song, this is a quintessential pop song because it's a song that everyone can get into. It's got the riff to it. The riff that everyone can get into. It's got multiple vocal ranges, so you can have the guy sing one part, the gal can sing another part, and then, of course, there's a deep bass part. And it's the Spinners, and it's, I forgot the name of the song.
I mentioned the bar.
Yeah. It's the bar. It's my fault. It's totally my fault.
Help us out, Brett. You got it queued up.
Well, it's Games People Play.
That's right. Games People
by
Play.
By the Spinners.
And then the first part of this is I Just Can't Stop It, the Games People Play. Right. So it's got a very long,
great song, great pick.
And I think it is the perfect pop song. And when you hear it, you sort of get, yes, this is sort of the definition of pop song. Everyone can get into it and go from there.
Let's do it.
Get no rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go, it's hopeless so. Leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time. But I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go, it's hopeless so.
should do.
I love that pick.
Yeah, that was fantastic. That
is a great pick. Mm-hmm. And interesting
thing. I haven't heard that song in forever, Jim.
I haven't either.
I know.
And I kind of forgotten.
That's a gem.
It takes me back to the 70s. Yeah. I can sort of.
You can feel it.
Yes.
Yeah, it definitely has that whole 70s thing to it with the orchestrations and the strings. But yeah, I mean, that was my reaction. My first, like I said, when I heard it, I'm like, completely forgot about this song, and this is a great pop song.
So you know, go ahead, Jim.
That song went to number 5, okay. Just so you know. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I really love about it, when you start to learn more and more about soul and R&B, is this kind of hits two key cities. So it's a Motown band and the Spinners, and they were formed in Detroit. And at one point, apparently, they were even called the Detroit Spinners. But this was recorded in Philadelphia at Sigma Sound Studios.
Yeah, it's got that Philly soul
kind of blend to it as well. Exactly. Yeah,
you hear that in the strings and a little bit of the pre-disco beat. Yeah, it's great.
And it was actually released on Atlantic, not Motown.
Is that right?
This song.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Okay. So this album, Pick of the Litter, was on Atlantic. So they had jumped from Motown to Atlantic Records.
You know, it reminds me, and this doesn't happen so much, I think, anymore with the age of Spotify and streaming and everybody's, like, you know, own playlist, but it's one of those things you'd be, like, listening to the radio and looking for something, and you'd hear a song like this by the Spinners, right? And it would kind of bring back the magic of the radio, you know what I mean? Like, you're dialing around, and you hear sort of a deeper 70s tune or an oldie, and it just has that magic that's really wonderful.
Well,
string arrangement is great, and of course, the bass part, you know, the really low bass part is fantastic.
Vocal, yeah, the baritone. Well, speaking of the radio, there was something I wanted to ask Rob about when he said he recently heard this song on the radio while riding your bike. Is that right?
So
I'm picturing that you have like a...
Is there a Bluetooth on there?
Well,
no,
I'm picturing he has like an old transistor like taped to the handlebar.
Oh, right. Big antennas sticking up.
Is that how it works?
You know, interesting you say that, because when I was a kid, yes, I actually did have that. So now we're a little more sophisticated. Pulling the radio. This is actually a Sirius satellite radio on the internet. And I was actually listening to a old recording of American Top 40.
Oh,
with
really?
Casey Kasem.
Who does that? Incredible.
That's great.
Yeah, and that's where I heard it. Wonderful. It was in the countdown.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's good.
You
stuff.
Know, I love this pick. I love this song. We were talking about while it was playing a little bit during the break. There is that. I know them from two other songs. They sang Rubber Band Man, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Incredible song. And then I told you off the air that I'll Be Around, they sang that as well.
Yes.
Yep.
Love that song. But this has the same sound. It's just, like Jim said, it's that 70s. It takes you back. It feels good. It feels smooth. It feels warm. What a big pick. Incredible. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that into my basement.
Great.
It'll never leave, and it's on my playlist now. Thank you.
Outstanding.
You did me a favor.
Can't beat that.
What a great gift. Early from Christmas. Early Christmas present.
Early Christmas present. Yeah. There you go. The Spinners.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. It, you know, that's why these things are so great. People bring these songs and they're part of our life again. Thank you.
All right. Great stuff.
Yeah, lovely.
Excellent pick.
Yeah.
Excellent pick. What was the name of it again? Okay.
People get ready.
All right. So thanks for that, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Great. And
that was wonderful.
Early Christmas present.
We would love to hear from listeners
about
their picks for perfect pop songs. And then we can feature you guys, especially if you call. That's the best thing. So call our Suburban Party line, 612-440-1984. All right. Very good. Call and tell us what your pick would be and give us a little explanation why.
Yeah.
And then we'll play your voice on a future episode. Mm-hmm. Or if you want, you can email us rock@suburbspod.com. You can also find the playlist so far. Actually, it's padded with a lot of my picks that we've never talked about. Just so people know, there's a lot of my stuff on there. And then a few others that other people have picked.
Well, that was kind of the genesis of the whole thing anyway. Right.
Was I was making the list.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Right.
And then, but I like it because other people add to it. So you can find that on our website, suburbspod.com. We link off to the Spotify playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Oh, listen...
Every day.
Always every day and go on iTunes and rate and review the show.
I love Brett because he's always, wonderful. You know, he's really helping us out with the rate and review. We got to
remind five stars, rate and review.
That really helps
every day.
Yep.
It makes every day great.
It helps us. So you can find the show on Apple Podcasts or Audio Boom or other podcast platforms. let's wrap this one up, and we're going to hit up the Perfect Pop again tomorrow, right?
Sounds good.
Who's going to be on tomorrow? Anybody who's going to come back tomorrow?
Everyone's here all week.
Yeah, might
They're
be
pointing at Mike Snyder.
Mike Snyder is going to be here tomorrow.
Can't wait.
No one's leaving the basement all week.
All right, so let's do that. Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Brett Motif.
And I'm Rob Gates.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to all you guys again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye.
12:45. Headed for the subway home. Oh, I took my time. 'Cause I felt so all alone. Not far away. I heard a funny sound, took a look around, and I could see her face. Smile as she came, calling out my name, so I
nowhere to go. We'll take it slow. I guess I'll call it a day.
Gates people play. Stop it.
But yeah, so the live podcast recording, like, this is a thing now.
Yes,
this is a big thing.
It is a big thing. You're a big thing.